林墙纪念馆有两张意味深长的照片。
The Berlin Wall Memorial has two thought-provoking photos.
第一张照片
First photo
1961年
1961
柏林墙矗立
Berlin Wall
铁丝网
Wire mesh
还散发着冰冷的寒气
It still emanates a cold chill.
在无人觉察的角落
In the forgotten corners,
一名年轻的东德士兵四下张望后
A young East German soldier looked around
徒手撑开了锋利的铁丝网
Manually opened a sharp wire mesh
只为把一个与父母走散的小男孩偷偷地放回西德
To secretly return a lost boy to West Germany
这一幕微弱的人性之光被恰好路过的西德摄影师悄然定格
This faint glimmer of humanity was captured by a German photographer who happened to be passing by.
但他没有把这张足以让自己名利双收的照片公之于众。
But he didn't make this photo, which could have brought him both fame and fortune, public.
而是把他押进了暗房。
Instead, he was taken into a dark room.
封存了整整28年。
It has been sealed for a full 28 years.
为什么
Why?
因为他心里比谁都清楚。
Because he knew better than anyone else.
这张底片一旦曝光
Once the film is exposed,
那个行善的士兵就会立刻被送上军事法庭。
The good soldier will be immediately brought to the military court.
比起普利策奖
Compared to the Pulitzer Prize,
比起名垂青史，摄影师选择了沉默。
Rather than becoming a famous photographer, he chose silence.
他选择用放弃名利的代价，去保护一个普通人枪口下的良知。
He chose to sacrifice his reputation to protect the conscience of an ordinary person under the barrel of a gun.
很多人不知道的是
Many people don't know that
柏林墙倒塌后
After the fall of the Berlin Wall
那些朝翻墙平民开枪的士兵被推上了审判席他们的辩护词惊人的一致
The soldiers who turned against civilians and opened fire were brought to trial Their defense was surprisingly consistent
我是军人
I am a soldier.
我别无选择。
I have no choice.
我只是在执行上级的法律和命令。
I am simply following the orders of my superiors.
听起来是不是很无奈
？It sounds like a frustrating situation.
是不是无懈可击
？Perfect.
但是有一位德国法官。
However, there was a German judge.
他留下了一句影响后世的经典判词不执行
He left behind a classic judgment that has influenced generations do not execute
上级的命令是有罪的
Orders from superiors are criminal
但打不准是无罪的
But missing the target is not innocent
作为一个心智健全的人
As a rational person,
当法律与良知发生冲突时
when law and conscience clash,
良知才是最高的准则
conscience is the highest standard.
你永远拥有把枪口抬高一厘米的权利
You always have the right to raise your gun one centimeter.
这就是生而为人的底线
This is the bottom line of being human.
再看第二张照片
Look at the second photo
1989年
1989
柏林墙轰然倒塌
The Berlin Wall fell
没有预想中仇人相见的分外眼红
Without the unexpected encounter with the enemy
没有报复
No retaliation
没有清算照片里东西德的警察隔着残垣断壁相视而笑
The police in East Germany in the photo are laughing, standing amidst the ruins.
那是发自肺腑的喜悦。
That's a heartfelt joy.
那一瞬间
In that moment,
荒诞却又真实。
Absurd yet true.
原来脱下那身被赋予了敌对符号的外衣。
Finally, he shed the cloak of hostility that had been imposed on him.
所谓的死敌
The so-called rivals.
不过是同根同源的兄弟。哲学家汉娜·阿伦特曾提出过一个著名的概念。
However, the famous concept proposed by the same source and same origin, philosopher Hannah Arendt,
叫做平庸之恶
called mediocrity,
指的是当一个人放弃独立思考
refers to when a person gives up independent thinking,
心甘情愿
willingly,
沦为体制的齿轮去作恶时
When you become a cog in the system to do evil,
那才是最可怕的灾难。
That's the most terrible disaster.
而这两张照片恰恰向我们展示了另一种极其珍贵的底色。
And these two photos just show us another extremely precious background.
平庸之善。
Mediocre good.
在这个世界上
In this world,
总有人想用宏大的词汇去绑架个人的意志。
Some people always want to use grand vocabulary to enslave individual will.
总有人想要煽动虚假的仇恨。
Some people always want to incite false hatred.
去掩盖真实的矛盾。
To conceal the real conflict.
但是
However,
摄影师沉默的28年士兵撑开的铁丝网，法官口中那一厘米的距离。
The photographer's silent 28 years, a soldier holding the iron fence, the judge's 1 centimeter distance,
以及废墟上相视而笑的警察。
And the police officers laughing at the ruins,
都在重申一个朴素的常识。
They all reiterate a simple truth.
不要被那些廉价的仇恨
Don't be swayed by cheap hatred
轻易洗脑
Easily brainwashed
要永远保持清醒
To always remain clear-headed
永远记住人的模样
Always remember the appearance of a person